track 10, and we come to the last of our news stories. New defibs for Ashburton Search and Rescue. Dartmoor Search and Rescue's team in Ashburton has replaced its three ageing defibrillators thanks to recent fundraising efforts and the help of local heart charity Jay's Aim. We were only too happy to help such a brilliant organisation by providing three iPad SPR defibrillators and a training model at the price we pay as a charity, as well as making a small donation, said Jay's AIM spokesman. It's always a pleasure to help these amazing local organisations, knowing the fantastic difference they make in emergency situations, the spokesman added. Jay's AIM was established in 2018 following the death of Jay Osborne from a fatal cardiac arrest caused by an undiagnosed heart condition. The charity has now distributed 234 defibrillators across the southwest, and this is accompanied by a photograph of three of the search and rescue people handing over the defibrillators.
Family organised third tribute cycle ride. Cyclists are being urged to gear up for a third annual charity bike ride in memory of an Idford woman who lost her life after mental health struggles. The Cornish family are planning another event to raise funds for the Samaritans after daughter Danielle died aged 29 in 2022. Mum Debbie has asked cyclists to save the date of Sunday, April the 6th. She said, "For the third year running, we will be bringing together all ages and abilities to cycle either a 12, 20 or 50 mile route to raise money for the Samaritans and most importantly to raise awareness of people struggling with their mental health. We lost our precious daughter Danielle after her struggle became too much. And she also raised funds for the Samaritans, as they were a valuable support. We want to make sure these incredible volunteers have the money to ensure that they can pick up the phone and be there for others, as they were for our daughter. The cycle rides have raised thousands of pounds since they began for the mental health charity Samaritans, which helps those at risk of suicide. Danielle grew up in Idford and attended local schools before going to study at Cardiff University, where she achieved a first class honours degree in psychology. She worked for the Office for National Statistics, where one part of her role was to collate figures during the COVID pandemic. A huge advocate for the Samaritans, Danielle was a keen runner who volunteered for Parkrun in Cardiff and had a love of baking. This year's cycling event will feature three lengths of ride, starting from Idford Village Hall. And for non-cyclists, there'll be tea, cakes and more between 11 and 4 p.m. to cheer the cyclists back.
Hedgehog Homes Wanted as fundraiser is launched. An animal rescue charity based in Newton Abbot is looking for ready-to-go hedgehog homes. We are now looking for hedgehog rehomes that are ready to go so that when the weather improves, we can quickly get in touch to arrange collection of one or more of our prickly friends, ELM Wildlife said. This comes as the charity launches another GoFundMe, this time with a target of £100,000, as it only has enough funds to run for the next 6 months, according to its fundraising page. Currently based out of premises at Sealhane, ELM Wildlife's ultimate goal is to build a purpose-built rescue centre. The charity are looking for people who have a dry wooden hedgehog house with straw or dry leaves, are able to feed daily and have an active hedgehog population in and around their garden. The charity said not all requests will be approved to rehome a hedgehog. Our primary concern is the well-being of the animal and this will always be our priority. Prospective hedgehog rehomers are asked to contact ELM Wildlife via its Facebook page.
Fourth time is the charm for author. A retired Newton Abbott resident has published his fourth novel. Dennis Humphreys began writing during lockdown and has continued ever since. His latest book, The Migrants, is a historical novel set in the 5th century. It was a time that saw the mass migration of peoples across Europe and the collapse of the Roman Empire. Dennis's book follows two brothers from Britain who migrate to Brittany, and it promises tales of battles, sea voyages, pilgrims, and much more. The Migrant is available from West Country Books as well as online. A book signing at West Country Books will take place from 12 until 2 on February the 22nd. Dennis is currently working on another historical novel, but this time set in the 10th century, and there is a photograph of Dennis with his new book.
Club launched to tackle chronic pain. A new cafe has been launched to help people in Dawlish cope with chronic pain. The Pain Cafe aims to connect people living with constant pain by providing an informal, friendly cafe to encourage people to share experiences and develop ways of taking control. A spokesman said, "We've launched the cafe to support people living with persistent or chronic pain and whose lives are difficult to manage because of the pain they experience. Pain can make people feel isolated and alone and cut off from a social life. The informative sessions are helpful and fun and provide a way of making new friendships. The cafe meets on the first Monday of each month at the Shaftesbury Theatre in Dawlish, starting at 11 a.m.
Nature rolls out with her white carpet. As we enter the last days of what is meteorologically winter, it's pleasant to look ahead to the warmer times that spring promises. And on Dartmoor, winter always seems reluctant to release its grasp, but at the tiny hamlet of Huckerby, set above the West Dart River, spring has indeed sprung. The tiny church of St. Raphael's Chapel at Huckerby is famed for its snowdrops, also known as Candlemas bells. From mid-January to early March, depending on how harsh the winter has been, the churchyard is covered in a white carpet of thousands of them. It's a late start for the display this year, but within the next 10 days, thousands upon thousands of the myriad of white bell-like flower heads will brighten the churchyard as nature reawakens once more. And there are several pictures here of these beautiful snowdrops carpeting around the church.
Council launches happiness poster competition. Tynmouth Town Council has launched a children's poster competition to celebrate International Day of Happiness. Youngsters have until March the 10th to submit a drawing of anything that fills your heart with joy. Artworks will be judged by Tynmouth Mayor Kate Williams, and there will be prizes for first, second and third place in the competition. Submissions can either be dropped to the Tynmouth Town Council offices at Bidden House or emailed to enquiries@tynmouth-devon.gov.uk and should include the artist's full name. The International Day of Happiness is celebrating on March the 20th. Teignbridge District Council will also be celebrating International Day of Happiness with an exhibition of joyful art, including poems, drawings, paintings and sculpture at its offices in Ford House, Newton Abbott.